The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John, 10-11. John, 10-11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to another show of Scripture readings. Today we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version, the NIV. The first reading will be taken from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43, followed by the reading of Psalms 23. Hear the word of God. In Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. And now for the reading of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now we will listen to a song entitled, I Am the Good Shepherd by the Wonder Kids.
I am the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd, I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. 'Cause he loves them, he loves them. Oh, how he loves each one. Shepherd, I am the Good Shepherd,
and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
I am the Good Shepherd, I am the Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd, Jesus is the Good Shepherd,
and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Jesus is the Good Shepherd, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Thank you.
The second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17, followed by John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. The reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And now from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, "Salvation Belongs to Our God" by Seeds Family Worship. by Seeds Family Worship. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.